the Snow, number two, season one, B. Clark Art. Back at it again for a little podcasting. On the journey of, you know, financial well-being, light, love, energy, positive influence. Oh man, this guy. People cutting you off on the interstate, trying to cause accidents. This is kind of unedited. Sometimes I plan it all out. Sometimes I'm random. But overall, in terms of what's working for me out here in the art space, I'm experimenting with short videos, and I think, you know, short videos can help a lot of artists who make the little time-lapse pieces. Definitely recommend it, you know, just to highlight your work quickly. And I'm seeing a lot of volume. I saw really good views for one of my Instagram reels, had about 3,000 views, and I just thought that was really cool. And I didn't really do nothing but just tell the story of my little pet turtle, and I used to have, and that turtle meant a lot to me. It was like my first pet, so it's like I always kind of like to share my story. Sharing stories, you know, just tends to be a pretty good formula for building that connection with your fan base and your followers. So that was a very surprising thing, because I didn't know Instagram Reels. Excuse me, I don't know. Instagram Reels got so much traffic. I just ate some, like, burping and everything. Oh man, it's pretty gross. I'm sorry about that, but basically, just want to continue to experiment with the Instagram Reels, telling stories, and all that good stuff. And you know, that's a lot of what I'm trying to do with B. Clark Art, is just to inspire people and have people get to know, you know, my story, which is, you know, it's really just something to behold, really, because I've been through so much. But highs and lows, ups and downs of life. But you know, me being a life path 11, and then another huge number in my birth was 5, you know, so that was, those two elements kind of, you know, 5 is a number of change, right? So it reflects the letter E. E's opening it on the right side. I'm more right brain. So it all makes sense as to why, you know, I'm very creative and I like my freedom. But the freedom ain't free, that's for sure. So I am enjoyed yesterday. The weather was great out there. Got that artistic kind of energy. I definitely recommend artists, you know, to get out in nature as much as possible when you're doing your artwork. Because one, not only can you make contacts you would never make, but people can kind of be a part of your story as you proceed to, you know, create creative works and things of that nature. So today I might get out and hit the ground running with my artwork and go visit some galleries, go visit some offices, see if I can get some stuff sold directly. You know, I think the big challenge too is just, you know, not wanting to feel like I'm soliciting to anybody. I don't know if people had a no soliciting sign or whatever, no sales or whatever. They tell you no sales, but sales is everywhere and everything. Constantly being sold to. But anyways, in terms of other things that I'm working out here in the field, I'm gonna say just short, short and to the point kind of is working in general. People don't have all day to look at this or that. Some people do. Some people have the time to do the, look at those long videos and stuff like that. Some people don't have the time to do so. And it's important to be kind of short and to the point when you are, working, whether you're working on a video, mainly with videos, of course, blog posts are great. 300 to 500 words is good. I'm just trying to tell what's going on. That's all a blog is. It's just talking about your latest news, your latest product releases. I know Printful. I've been working with the Printful team and trying to get the site built and everything. The website is very time intensive. I think when people start, many people start websites, whether it's in the art space or any space, you got to kind of put your elbows into that. You got to really put some work into a website. It's an updating process. It's also getting links from other sites is important to make your site boost in rank. There's also collecting, information to keep connected with your followers. And I definitely recommend sign up for my VIP art list so you can get exclusive deals, exclusive savings at bclarkart.shop. Definitely check that out if you need, for something unique. You want some unique, merchandise, unique t-shirts. We got duffel bags, we got sandals, we got iPhone covers, all that good stuff. So, definitely check that out when you get the chance. But anyways, so I'm just learning, the ins and outs of the web marketing space. Internet marketing is always going to be popular. It's always going to be well known. One experiment with getting a mobile app and see what that does for traffic as well. Still no sales yet, so I got to keep on keeping at it. That's just basically how it goes. But the more places you can be on the web, the better, the more farther you reach. That's why I'm starting a podcast a little bit, just giving my advice and sharing my ideas and sharing my knowledge about space. I was in the space of the trucker trying to get over. God, man, I don't think he saw me. Lord have mercy. Trying to take me out of here. Get off the road here soon. Got that type of crap going on. But anyways, completely unedited. Where was I at? Okay, so just another day. Idiot truck driver. I was trying to be a truck driver, by the way. It's part of my story. Glad I do this unedited. So I was, part of my story is I was trying to do truck driving. Didn't work out well for me. Not at all. Some real idiot. So basically, I just almost got knocked off the side of the internet. I'm sorry. Yeah, the internet. That's happened a few times too. I almost got knocked. Idiot truck driver almost. And shout out to my good truck drivers. You know, I don't want to bash nobody, but man, this guy put his signal on and just went straight over. I want to be a full-time artist. And advice to young folks watching, put in the work now while you have the time. If you want to be an artist, put in the work now so you don't have to try to be older trying to do, you know, pursue art. It's a little bit harder because of the whole pressure to have your own stuff, the whole pressure to have your own place. You know, many artists live in poverty. I'm just going to be real that, you know, every now and then you get a commission. That's great. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So, it can be a little bit frustrating when you are attempting to a little bit frustrating when you're attempting to pursue anything in life and you don't have the time to put into it. And I can only imagine, you know, being able to put 10 hours a day into my artwork and where I could be in a couple of years, you know. But it does take years, and that's how you got to kind of look at anything. My most successful story in regards to YouTube is finding videos that are not out there to make, right? So you're an artist, you're from, you know, whatever city you're from, and you want to, you know, build an art following and everything. It's good if you decide that I'm going to fill a niche. I'm going to fill a void, right? I'm going to fill a void that has not been filled yet. You know, that's the shit that, I'm sorry for my French. That's the thing that is important with YouTube. You want to make sure that you're building something that is not out there yet. Breaking new ground. Like, I had one channel that was about finance, and the video that ended up being the most popular was the one in which I would cover the coding aspect of a financial trading platform. It was the language was MQL4, which is a forex trading, you know, platform. Language. So it's just finding something that's needed that's not out there yet, and that will fulfilling that void will propel your earnings as a YouTuber. You're looking for areas where people have not filled that void and creating content that it's easy to follow. You know, I recommend Camtasia Studio all day long. I got a free download of Camtasia Studio myself. And I got a free download of that. And I was able to, first of all, I purchased the 2021. I got somebody literally following me. So, yeah. Basically, it's one of those things. So basically, basically, it's one of those things that you have to. Camtasia Studio is a platform that has a ton of features, a ton of things that will help you with screen capture and in general doing news. Now, news is always something that is an easy channel to build because people always want to know what's the latest going on, what's the latest trends, what's happening in the given industry. And if you are reading some of these articles and reporting on them, it's going to also keep you in the loop or whatever art niche you're in. Your art niche might be nature, landscapes. Your niche might be underwater landscapes. That might be your art niche. So, which is probably a good art niche to be in. I'm not a niche specific artist. I kind of just make things that come to my psyche, to my mind. So it's not really a niche with me. But yeah, it's just finding that void. You know, I found if you look at your YouTube analytics and you go in and you see what people are searching, people will tell you what they want to see. Or you'll see the search terms and what's being searched for. So you just go in there and make a video around what you see people are searching for. That's a big key. And that way you'll build a channel, you know, that will add value to people's lives. And people want to see it. So, that's my recommendation. But it's probably the wildest podcast I've done. Raw and uncut. That's what I like. I like to keep it real with my audience. No acting, no fakery with me. You're going to get the real if you're dealing with me. And, I look forward to drawing one of the people listening to this podcast, you know, because I appreciate anybody who supports me, Clark Art. You know, it's just that we're just at the beginning phases. So that's it for this podcast. I don't want to keep y'all too long. Stay tuned.